Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Zvachim, Perik Yod Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Tamei She'achal. We have a person who's Tamei, who ate Bein Kodesh Tamei. Either Hegdish that is Tamei, or Bein Kodesh Tahar, or for that matter, Hegdish that's Tar, Chayiv. He's Chayiv Karas. A Tamei person can't eat Hegdish. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, and in a way this is a little bit similar to the machloikis that we had in the previous mission. Tamish achol tar chayv, if a tamidik person ate kodesh that's tar, says chayv karis. But the tamish achol tamay, if a tamidik person ate kodesh that is tummy anyway, so potter is potter, shalei achol ala davar tamay. What did he do? It wasn't the tam of the hegdish. He ate hegdish that was tummy from before. So this is similar to the previous machloikis, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that if you shech the carbon outside, it's already pasul. So the fact that he puts it up on the mizbeach, what did he put up on the mizbeach? A pasul, the carbon that was never kosher. Amrulai, and the chachamim say to Rabbi Yossi Aglili here, af tami shachol tar. Well, even a tamidik, a person that eats hegdish that's tar, I mean, kima shenagabai, timao, as soon as he touches it, in order to eat it, he becomes tame. So you're always eating something that's tame. If the fact that it's tame before means he shouldn't be chayiv karas, he'll never be a chayiv karas. And this is similar to the argument of the Chachamim to Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the previous Mishnah. That even when you shecht inside, you take it out outside. As soon as you take it outside, it's possible before he puts it up. So if being possible before you put it up means you shouldn't be chayiv for putting it up outside, you'll never be chayiv. So here too, they're kind of saying the same thing. You're saying if he eats hegdish that's tummy, he shouldn't be chayiv because it was tummy anyway. Well, even if it was tar, when he touches it, it becomes tummy. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the tahar sha'achal tamei, a person who is tahar that ate kodesh that is tamei, potter, he is potter on karas, but he is chayiv malkas. Reason being, shein chayiv ella al tumas hagof. The chayiv karas is only for eating kodesh when a person's body is tamei. But if he's tahar and the hegdish is tamei, for that it's just the chayiv malkas. That's learned from a pasuk, but tumasai ola v'nichrasa. The chayiv karas is only for tumas hagof. Okay. So we learned here in our Mishnah, Perik Yod Gimel, Mishnah Beis, a Tamidik person, whether he ate Hegdish Tamei or Hegdish Tar, is Chayiv Karas. Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees. He says, I understand a Tamidik person that eats something that's Tar, he's Chayiv Karas. But a Tamidik person that eats Hegdish that's Tamei anyway, he should be Potter on Karas. So the Chachamim said to him, even a Tamidik person that eats something that's Tar, he's also Metamid before he eats it, when he picks it up to eat it, when he touches it to eat it. So really, what's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's answer to this? In the previous Mishnah, when the Chachamim said, but even if you shecht it inside and take it outside, it becomes possible before you put it up, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili answered, yeah, but at least it was kosher at one point. If you shecht it outside, it was never kosher. What's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's answer over here? The Chacham have a taina. How can you, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, say that a tamadik, a person that eats hegdish tamei, is not chayiv karas because it was tamei anyway? Even if he eats hegdish tar, it becomes tamei as he touches it. So the answer is as follows. There's a rule, ein iser chal al iser. Can't have one iser taking effect when there already is an existing iser. So if the kodesh became tamei before the person did, as soon as the kodesh becomes tamei, it starts to eat. There's an iser in the Torah not to eat kodesh that is tamei. So let's imagine all we had was the last words in this Mishnah. A tadik, a person that eats something that's tame, is pater on karis, but he's chayiv malkus. There is an iser. Now this person is tame, and he ate something. That's kodesh. Because there already is an iser, an existing iser, on this hegdish that is kodesh, so you're coming along now with a new iser, oh, but I'm tame also. So when I eat it, there should be that chayiv karis for a tamedik, a person eating hegdish. No. The second iser can't be chal. Ein iser chal al iser. There already is an iser here of a tadik, a person eating kodesh, that is tame, where there's only a chi of malchus and not a chi of karas. Now I became tame. There's a new iser that if a tamadik, a person eats something which is hegdish as a chi of karas, that can't be chal over here. There already is an iser beforehand, ein iser chal al iser. That's the reason Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that if the kodesh was tame before the person became tame, he's not chayiv karas. The new iser can't be chal. What about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon don't hold of ein iser chal al iser? How come they say that a tamei dig a person that eats hegdish tamei is chayiv karis. The Rabbanah say that in this case we do say iser chalal iser because of something called iser koilo. Try to imagine like this. If I have exactly a black marker and I write something, and then I write something else on top of it with the same black marker, you won't be able to see what's on top of it. But let's say the second marker I use is wider or thicker, darker, you'll see it. That's just a mushel. The Rabbanan say, en chanami, ein iser chalal iser, but there's something called an iser koil. If the second iser is broader, wider than the first iser, then it is chal. If I am tahar, I can eat hegdish that's tahar. Now I became tamei, I can't eat hegdish that's tahar, and therefore I also can't eat hegdish that's tamei. In other words, once the iser of tumas haguf includes basar tahar, it already also includes basar tamei as well. Even though the iser on the basar tamei was there from beforehand. Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not hold of iser koil. He says no. No such a thing. If there's an existing iser, you can't add another iser on top of it. The only thing is, it only comes out from this. When is the Ramachloikis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim, whether or not a person that's tummy eats something that's tummy anyway, whether he should be chayiv karis, the machloikis is only if it happened this way. First the basar became tummy, so there was already an existing iser, and then his guf became tummy. So the shayla is whether the second iser is chal on top of the first iser. Rav Yosef Gili says, no, the chachamim say yes. But let's say what happened was, first the person was tummy, and then the hegdish became tummy. First the person, then the food. Oh, then for sure there's a chayiv karis. According to everybody. Because here, when the person became Tameh, at that point, the basa was still tar. There was no pre-existing Isser to say, oh, the new Isser of when you're Tameh not to eat Hegdish can't be Chal over here. Why can't it be Chal? When you became Tameh, the basa was still tar. If anything, the Isser of not eating Hegdish that is Tameh can't be Chal. I'm left with the person who's Tameh. That Isser, which is a Chi of Karis, that comes before. Okay, I know it sounds a bit complicated, but it has nothing to do with the pshat of the Mishnah, the pashat pshat of the Mishnah. You can still understand without this. But let's just remember as follows. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds a tamedic, a person that eats hegdish that is tamei, if the hegdish became tamei first, and then he became tamei, will not be chayiv karis. Being that for eating hegdish that's tamei, even when you're tar, there's already a lav that has no chayiv karis. Now that you're tamei, we can't apply another lav. Oh, but when a tamadika person eats hagdish, he's chayiv karis. No. There's already a pre-existing iser. Ein iser chal al iser. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili shita.